Now he says in verse 2, before the decree bring forth, before the day pass like the chaff, before the fierce anger of the Lord come upon you, before the day of the Lord's anger come upon you. And he has a note of urgency here. Do this before God begins to move in judgment, because when you pass over the line and God begins to move in judgment, you'll find out it's too late. Now, verse 3, he says, seek the Lord, all ye meek of the earth, who have kept his ordinances. Seek righteousness, seek meekness, it may be ye shall be hidden in the day of the Lord's anger. Now, there's always been a remnant of those people that were true to God, just as today there's a remnant in the church. I doubt whether there are very few churches. I don't care how liberal they are, but what they're not some believers that are members of them. Now, I don't understand why they are there, and I don't propose to sit in judgment on them, but there is a remnant. God's always had a remnant in the world. And apparently here, he's speaking to these that are the remnant, that they should also be very careful of their lives. Seek righteousness and seek meekness. Don't be lifted up by arrogance and by pride and self-sufficiency, for that was one of the great sins of the nation. And that's a danger, actually, among believers today. There is, as someone has put it, a pride of race, a pride of face, and pride of grace. Some people are proud that they've been saved by grace. They feel like that's something for them to boast of, that they are the peculiar and particular pet of Almighty God because of that. My friend, we have nothing to glory in. Paul said that he had nothing to glory in, and believe me, if Paul didn't have anything to glory in, I'm sure none of us have. And there is a danger of being proud of the fact that we are God's child. And it ought to lead to meekness, by the way. And he says here, seek meekness. It may be ye shall be hidden in the day of the Lord's anger. That is the glorious, wonderful thing, to be hidden in the cleft of the rock and to be covered by his wings, and that God's children need to recognize, though they're not going through the great tribulation period, they may experience a great deal of judgment, a great deal of trouble, just as these people did. They didn't go through the great tribulation, the great day of the Lord, but they certainly were going through, as I like to put it, the little tribulation. You talk about the great tribulation? Well, how about the little tribulation? All of us are going to have tribulation to a certain extent in this life. We're going to have trouble. I heard the story years ago of this woman who was a maid, and she was complaining about her troubles, and she apparently had quite a few of them, and the lady of the house rebuked her for complaining. And she says, when the good Lord sends me tribulation, I intend to tribulate. Well, I want to say to you, I agree with her. I believe that we ought to tribulate. And Paul says we groan within these bodies of ours. But that doesn't mean we're in the great tribulation period at all, nor is there a chance of us going through it.